Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to our brand new podcast hosted by Ura Mazibuko
and Wise Lopepe.
This is the podcast where we literally talk about anything. Yes, you heard it yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Literally anything. Join us as me and Wise talk about various topics that you guys would want to hear from us and just topics we want to discuss ourselves. You feel me? So, enjoy the podcast.
Follow us on our various social media. We have Spotify, we have a YouTube, and soon, guys, don't worry, we're going to have each and every single platform that you guys can listen to our podcast to. Don't forget to also follow us on Instagram and on TikTok. Guys, TikTok, we need those followers.
Yeah, of course. So, enjoy the podcast, share, and enjoy. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Beyond the Mic with your host, Ura Mazibuko.
And Wise Lopepe.
Yes, sir. We're back with another video. Last week, we spoke about suicide and stuff. And it was a little bit deep, you feel me? But don't worry, guys. This week's episode is a little bit lighter, you feel me? Once again, thank you guys so much for the support. We genuinely see it. We appreciate you guys. Keep following us, subscribe, share, and let's get into it. So basically, today's episode is about talent and connections and which one can get you further in life. Now, why it's for me personally, right? I think talent genuinely beats connection. And it's not to say that you don't need connections in life, because trust me, connections is very key. Because yes, you may have the talent, but I just feel like if you don't have that connection, you'll never get that far in life as you want to. That's why I feel like connection is important, but it can't be talent for me personally.
Wait, it can or can't be talent?
It can't be better than talent.
Connections?
Yeah, it can't be better than talent. That's me personally, but what do you think about it?
I say it's a little bit of both. Because if you think about it, right?
Okay.
Obviously, as you said, connections can't be talent. Me, I say a bit of both. Because if you think about it, with connections, it will get you further and at least open doors, let me say, quicker than if you had to do it from the ground up. You know what I'm saying? Where you have the skills, the talent, everything that you need. But then with the connections that you need in order to get where you want to get, it will open doors quicker and will open more doors. Like, the first connection you get will open even more doors. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying, a little bit of both, because away you get your connections, but if you don't actually know what you're doing with what you want to do, it's like, then what was the point of getting all these connections?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But as I said, you know what I'm saying? A little bit of both. But then I think as us, okay, I'm not trying to bring too much race in it, but then I feel like as black people, we need those connections.
Boy, as black people, the connection is very, very, very important. Like, I can't imagine, a black person, right? Yes, for sure. Talent is there and everything. But I just feel like you just need that one big breakthrough. Mm. You feel me? Which is the connection. And unfortunately, if you don't have that connection, you either get there later in life or you might never get there. Like,
let me give you
an example. Morgan Freeman. I'm sure some of you guys know who Morgan Freeman is. Big, big actor in the United States and stuff. That guy is old. You feel me? He's very, very old. And it took him a long time to get where he is today, because I feel like in his earlier days, he didn't have those connections he needed to be the actor he is earlier. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if he had that connection earlier in life, then I'm sure he would have gotten to where he is just at an earlier age.
Mm.
But it's not to say that what's this thing? Connections is everything. Because, come on, let's be honest. If you have connections, sure, you have the connections and everything. Good for you. But if you are just useless, then really, because then you're going to have, as Drake says, 5 minutes of fame. Mm. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, yeah, I know P. Diddy, for example. But low-key, think about it. I know P. Diddy. P. Diddy's going to open a lot of doors for me. You feel me? He's gonna open. Let's backtrack. But all jokes aside, you know P. Diddy is gonna expose you to a lot of these people. But of course, if you don't have the talent, you'll be famous for that time in, and then you're done. No one talks about you ever again. You just be that person who was famous. Now we look at other people or the upcoming stars. You get what I'm saying?
But I feel like in that situation, you'd have to make sure that you don't fall off, because you got all these connections, you have the talent, but now you can't fall off, because at that point, then that was on you.
Exactly. That was literally on you. And yeah. So like, for me personally, that's why I say talent is like better. Or it's more valuable than connections, because once again, you can have all the connections in the world, but if you're just useless, you won't succeed in life. Do you know what I heard actually? My family, right? Genuinely speaking, think Tyler's a one-hit wonder. The artist.
Tyler, you know, the creator.
No. Tyler, the one that made Water.
You see, because
like, think about it, right? She made Water and that's it.
No, but she did release an album though.
Yeah, I didn't listen to it. Tyler fans, we sorry.
We trying to listen to that. Exilia.
Okay, but anyways, the point is that in her album, she doesn't have a song like Water. Like a song that's booming like Water did. I could, like, I'm not saying she fell off, no, but she could. Because I'm hearing what they're saying, because it's like she released an album, but we're not hearing another Water.
Mm.
Oh no, what's happening to Tyler?
No, but then, because I remember when your mom dropped us to the venue, I think it was 2-3 weeks ago, the radio did play another Tyler song that was in Water.
Oh yeah, it was Truth or Dare. Right?
Yes, it was.
After that, can you name something else?
No.
You see, exactly. But the point that I'm trying to make with this time is that Tyler could be one of those. She has all the connections in the world, but maybe the talent is lacking and maybe her time is running out. You get what I'm saying? Not to say that she fell off, no. Tyler, if you're watching this, she's probably not. We believe in you.
Personally, I don't care. I'm not gonna lie to you. Just make music. Just personally, I don't care.
Will you listen to it?
No, girl, I'm not listening to it.
Yeah, no. But anyways, what do you think about like? Do you think a person who's talented has more of a chance to succeed in life than a person who just leeches off connections? Yeah.
I would say yes. I can't lie. I think the person who has more connections than the person that has more talent is most likely going to get to where they're at before you, because they know people, guys. Like, they know people. They know how they can open doors for you. True. And I remember in episode, I want to say episode 3, yes, you said how, you know, rich kids, you know, how they expect things just to be given to them. That you could use that same case in this scenario, in this like conversation we talk about, how like they know people, they know the connections, and like the person that's talented who probably just doesn't know the connections, it would take you a very long time to get where you're at. And it's just the consequence of life, honestly speaking, because it's very hard to control that, because I mean you could say you can network, you know. I remember in business we learned about networking. No, maybe go to parties. Okay, maybe not parties. Maybe functions, let's say.
Functions,
meetings. Try to get those connections that you need. But I think, honestly, You just need to know somebody that knows somebody that knows that somebody. It's just how it is. Process. Yeah, it's just how it is.
But you know what I think can also happen though? You genuinely, I believe, you can like build your own connections. Like, guys, we live in a generation where it's low-key kind of hard to not make it in life.
Mm.
You feel me? Because I
sometimes like, impossible.
It's kind of impossible because like it's literally right there.
Yeah.
The internet is right there.
Mm.
Boy, I'm telling you right now, you can promote gang videos. I promise you. The more you keep pushing and stuff, one day that one person sees your video and is like, wait a second, this guy is dope or this girl is dope. Can you try contact this person or whatever? You get a random phone call, boom, right there.
And there's been a lot of instances where that has happened.
True.
I think especially with the acting one, because I don't remember this person's name, but I remember on the radio, some other lady was talking about going to a casting. I remember she went to a casting and she did the audition, everything. And the days passed because they told them there'll be a specific deadline where they'll call you to say if you are in and if you're not. I think if they didn't call you, you didn't come in. So she explained how the casting, she didn't even get the call after the deadline.
Really?
Nah, she didn't. She just didn't get the call. Okay. And then all of a sudden, they called the casting agency or the people that needed to do the advert or whatever it was for. They called her saying, no, pull up, you know, we want you to come. And this was like days after the deadline. Hey? Like that, if that's not a miracle, I don't know what is.
Wow.
I don't know what is. So like,
God is good, man.
Yeah, facts. God is good. I mean, man. I don't know. Is that talent or connections? I mean, maybe not. Maybe that's talent, I would say. That's more that's talent,
that,
right?
That right there is talent for sure.
Yeah.
It's talent because, like, I mean, she worked hard. She kept on practicing and stuff like that. And then the people realize that this girl is actually talented. Call her.
Mm.
And then, boom, her career kicks off. So, big ups to her. You feel me? And then let's talk about music. I feel like music as well it's just low key, like competitive because like everyone
wants to do
music. And once again, I do believe that we'll have people. You just gotta meet P. Diddy, guys, and you'll be good. What are you trying to say? No, I'm joking. But low key, all you gotta do is just make music on like SoundCloud, Spotify, and stuff like that. And then just promote, like some of these gents do. Like I see it on IG. Big ups to them. They keep But you know what I think, though? If you want to become an actor, it's kind of...
Is it harder? I would argue.
I would say, like, there's no platform, right, to just make acting videos. Really, like... Yeah. Auditions and stuff. You actually have to like find an agent of some sort, go to these castings and stuff,
and auditions
and whatever, and then if those guys like you, they might introduce you to and stuff like that. Whereas with music, you can just leave it there on social media and stuff like that, which is, it's dope, but it's low-key harder for upcoming actors, you feel me? Not to say it's impossible, but it's harder to promote acting. It's harder to promote acting, but go ahead and try. Because you never know, man. You never know.
I mean, I could say because like from experience with the acting one, because when I was, this is going to be something, I don't think I've told you guys. Maybe it'll be new. I'm not too sure. But then obviously for the listeners, for the viewers, this is going to be something new. It's going to be something new about me, you know what I'm saying? So... when I was at least from grade one, honestly. So when I was, 7 years old, I started acting. So it was, I don't remember being on TV.
Really?
Yeah, so you see the agency that I told you about.
Oh, yeah,
So the agency I went to was called Faces, I think Faces for Africa, I think. Yeah, Faces for Africa, yeah. It's either Faces for or of Africa. But then, I went to that agency. My mom was told from her friend that you should take your kids there and stuff. So everyone in my family did it. But then obviously towards the end, people like my brother stopped, my sister stopped. So I was practically the last person to do it. So when I started off in grade one, everything was fine, you know, just come every Saturdays for practices, you know, how to model and stuff like that. And I think it was only grade two where, I finally like got a gig and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then I don't even remember seeing that advert. I think it was for a bank. I think it was for really? A bank ad. Yeah.
What are
but
you doing? What?
I don't, they just took us to town. At least they took us to the business district of town. And then we just like, they just made us just fool around as kids. And then,
really?
Yeah,
bank.
No, I mean,
so like you're telling me you're a kid in this advert running around in a bank?
No. So it was just outside the building. It wasn't running around. They told us specific things to do, but it was basically like you're playing outside.
Oh, okay,
yeah, basically like you're playing outside.
Yeah.
So I don't think it got aired in SA. I think it was in Nigeria actually that the advert got aired. I think so. Where did that money go?
Check it out, guys.
That's even still
okay,
exists. That's even still exists.
When was this? This was...
So grade two would be... Two. Yeah, so 2013.
So that is like 11 years
ago. Yeah. I don't know if you're going to find that ad, honestly.
Nah, you
No one is going to find that ad.
Maybe if you're a Nigerian listener and a viewer, then...
You'd probably...
I think you should.
You should, yeah. Hopefully.
But here in SA, I doubt.
I mean, YouTube.
What are they searching exactly?
Nigerian advert featuring Wise Lo Pepe, Baba. You already know. But then, yeah, but I would argue like my big breakout was grade 7. Because like, although it happened a long time ago, that's something I genuinely won't forget. Because especially what happened during that year of primary school. Because like, in primary school, in that year especially, I got bullied a lot. Why? Boy. I got bullied a lot.
Okay, you know what?
And it wasn't for my looks or anything. Like, yeah. it was because at that time, I wasn't good at soccer. Yeah. I was not the best. But, and that's what I got teased about the most. Like, oh, you can't even play disky, you can't play. Nah. Obviously, I'm better now. I'm not the best you ever see, but I'm better now. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not good at disky and stuff like that. Okay, bad. No, I take those insults by my shoulder. Obviously, I'd be sad. I wouldn't like ball out and cry, but I'd be sad and stuff like that. Sure, fair day. Guess what happens? Went for a soccer audition. That time the audition was even hard. It was just like read lines and then try to skill pass someone. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Okay, very easy things. I did my lines. Because at that time, if it came to anything acting related at that time, I was good at. So did my line stuff. They said, bad, pull up for the ad. Did the advert, you know what I'm saying? Did the advert. I think it took 4 days to finish. Did the advert. It was a Milo one. Hopefully,
Do
you remember that one?
I remember the Milo ad.
I did that one. Boy.
Yes,
did
sir.
Did that
yes,
one.
Yes, sir.
So it was hopefully.
W-wise in the comments.
Actually, because of that, I'm going to make sure I link that ad in the description.
Yeah.
I'm going to find the ad.
Comment section. Yeah.
You know, your boy made it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what we learned here, man.
And at that time, when it did happen, obviously I didn't boost about it. I just told people that I went to Milo Ed.
Mm.
Guess what happened? Silence, Baba. Silence from the haters.
Just keep the haters.
Just keep quiet.
Yes.
And
sir.
That time they're like, even like the people that would tease me the most were the ones keeping quiet the most, Baba. There was silence from them. Mute.
Imagine.
So obviously. I think the payout was 4,000. I think because it was my first time, the payout was 4K. So where did that go up? I don't know. My parents took it.
Rent.
They did.
Ask your
honestly,
rent.
I didn't even argue with them because I wanted a new phone in that time. They wanted to do other things with it. So
but
like,
to
not
be
fair,
what is a 13-year-old doing with 4,000?
I wanted a phone, cow.
Cow.
That time I had a ZTE phone. I don't even know if that phone exists. I wanted a new phone.
ZTE is crazy, dog.
Wait.
At least you didn't have a BlackBerry, dog.
What are you trying to say, BlackBerry, dog?
I mean, I had a BlackBerry in grade 7. It wasn't even touchscreen, dog. It was a
button. But it didn't have that game.
It had that game. I mean, that was the only highlight, though. Let's be honest. It was
fine, dog.
Blackberry, but anyways, we're losing the plot here. But anyways, the point is that for me personally, right, you can't tell me talent is not better than connections because, like, low key, think about it. imagine Trevor Noah was not talented, right? And he just had the connections. I'm telling you right now, that guy Trevor Noah would not be as successful as he is today. You get what I mean? Like,
I feel like with the comedian side, that has to be very hard. Oh, yeah, no, to make it, surely that's very
comedy hard. Is so hard. Boy, like, it's genuinely hard. Like, big ups to those comedians who genuinely made it. Like, boy, it's hard. They actually have to grind. Sleepless nights, boy. Yeah, like, genuinely speaking, they have to advertise. Say, come meet me here in the road. Come listen. I promise. That's how they start. That's how they start.
Wouldn't you just book shows, Kao?
Book a show, Kao?
So if you know a venue that has like that bookings either for comedians, maybe musicians.
Like here where I live, right? The restaurant here, they genuinely have comedy nights and stuff. But like the point is that how, like, you know, my brother actually asked me this question. How does a comedian convince people they funny? Do they just go up to people and say, I promise you guys I'm funny? I thought about it and he's not lying. Like, what did Trevor do, dog, to convince people that he's funny? It's a lot of work he did, I'm sure. He had to write his own jokes and stuff before he got like people to edit his stuff, of course. And then like he'd have to book shows and stuff. And genuinely, you'd have to pray and hope that people give him a chance and show up. You feel me? It's hard, dog.
So he did it all by himself?
Yeah, obviously, you have to start by yourself. And then obviously, like what we're doing. I mean, you can see one mic here.
Don't worry, guys. Next episode, two mics. Not going to be looking broke.
Okay, no, wait, but gents, let's... The production is getting a little bit better. Just a little bit. We're moving.
A few things to fix, but we'll be coming.
But obviously, that it can only get better if you guys obviously follow, like, subscribe, share it. I promise you.
Sharing is caring.
It's what my mother always said, man. But yeah, the point is, dog, is that I look at comedy. Like comedians, and it's like, oh, it's hard, dog. It's genuinely hard.
I guess that would be a good example of how far talent can take you.
Exactly.
If connections is not involved, that would be the talent.
That would be the talent. Exactly. Like, that's the, like, imagine you wasn't, because if you wasn't talented, no one would, like the person he met that helped launch his career. I'm not sure who that is, but the person who was watching him, if they felt that this guy's not funny, then, I'm not going to give this guy a chance. You feel me? That's why I feel like you've got to have the talent so that the people you're trying to, like, impress or whatever see that you have the talent and they can be like, you know what? I want to work with you. Let's open doors for you.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it. I feel like that's the only way, because, like, I personally am not going to entertain a person who doesn't have the talent they say they do. Because, what are you doing? like, don't waste my time. Don't waste your time. At least work on your craft. Keep grinding. But obviously, don't be rude about it and be like, you're useless. You won't amount to nothing. And then move on. That's what happened to Post Malone, actually.
With his previous team or?
No. Like, before he became famous, like a famous artist and stuff. His music was ass. Apparently, like, people hated it and whatever. Look where he is today. Because, like, I mean, like, then you can be nicer about it. You can be like, Post, Chief, listen, your music, I feel like you can improve on it. You feel me? Don't just release this. But nah, people were clowning him, saying, imagine this guy becomes an artist or whatever. Post probably looked at himself and was like, damn. I've got to prove these guys wrong. Guess what he did? He proved them wrong. You feel me?
I remember there was even a period of time where this guy, it was radio hit after radio hit.
Boy.
I think from at least from 2018 to, I think, let me say 2020. Let me say 2016 to 2020. That time period.
That time
period. It was just hit after hit after hit.
You see, Don't sleep. And you know what the thing is? Don't, like, if you were a bully in school, right? You don't know what you just did. Because what if the person you've been bullying makes it
big, becomes big, yeah.
Now, how are you gonna feel looking at that person? You probably look like an idiot, right?
Because you could have joined him. You would have gave you some nice cash on the side.
No.
Yeah.
You can't get things for free, girl.
No, but then let's say that same person that you said don't bully.
Oh, yeah, fair.
You guys become friends. He becomes big and he's like, you know what? Don't worry about money. I'll give you money per
month
based off my job.
Oh,
so
yeah,
like almost
no,
like,
fair.
For example, how Drake has his entourage with him. For sure, those guys don't work. I know for a fact. They just there to.
They just,
you know, just there.
Yeah.
So like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
that guy Drake. Guy was a bum, dog, in high school. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was a bum. Like, when I... Let me define bum for you. For those viewers that don't understand the slang. A bum is someone that is just... How do I say this without sounding...
Yeah, I mean, everyone is uncool, unpopular.
Yeah, uncool, unpopular, a geek.
Mm.
So forth and so forth.
But he did act before he started doing music?
Yeah, he did. But that was after high school. Acting was what helped Drake become Drake today. You feel me? Because he did acting and was like, you know what? I love music. Let me work on that. And then, yeah. And then people are like, this guy used to be an actor. Now he's making music. Let's listen to him. And then, boom. Drake my goat, man. Drake my goat.
Uraka, your goat got murdered.
You know what? Let's not even speak. You know what? That's for another. We won't even talk about that because my that. We don't even talk about that beef or whatever. But the point is that I feel like he got bullied a lot in high school and stuff like that. And now the people that bullied him are not even remotely close to where he is today.
Yeah,
do you get?
Yeah.
Like, I remember there was a girl in our high school. What should we call her? We can call her Penelope, for example. I'm sure you know. Yeah, she was Penelope. I won't describe her because those who are watching may know her. If she's watching, she may know who she is. And I'm not trying to do all that personally. But the point is that Penelope used to get teased a lot. And I saw this. People were just rude. Were laughing at her for no reason.
Did we mention her?
Nah. When did we mention her?
In episode 4, no?
No, no, no.
Oh, okay.
No, no, no. This was before we shot the video.
Okay.
No. This guy's a bully. Nah. This guy's a bully. These guys are bully. But anyways, the point is that Penelope was, she had it down bad, dog, you feel me? But now I look back at it and I was like, you know, you guys are low-key sleeping on her. Because what if she's cooking something in the lab and you were the ones laughing at her? Imagine, dog.
Are you sure you weren't one of them?
No, dog. I've never laughed at Penelope. You
like, I don't even know that, but continue.
Yeah. No, you know what I'm saying.
I genuinely don't know though. I don't know
who Penelope is. Mm-mm. Okay,
that's what I'm saying. Continue.
The thing is, I don't want to see. I don't want to describe.
Don't
I can't describe.
Okay, okay.
Because
okay.
It's gonna be too
obvious.
It's gonna be too obvious for those who know Penelope.
Okay.
It's gonna be too obvious, and then it's gonna be like these guys are trying to mock Penelope when we're not, but I'm just pointing out the fact that she used to get bullied a lot and it wasn't cool. I could have done something. I could have told people, nah guys, what you're doing is wrong, stop. That was but I wasn't gonna do all that personally because I had my own issues, to be fair. And I feel like in life you just gotta defend yourself. Spoke about it in episode 1. But the point is that she's there grinding, probably working hard, saying I'm approved to those people that were mocking me, everything that you guys slept on me, and now I'm gonna become bigger than all of you. And she might not at the same time. Life is not guaranteed, but she might become big and famous. And those people that genuinely bullied her and stuff will regret ever bullying her because...
Wait, was she in your class?
No comments. No, no, no.
Now I know what you're talking about.
No comment. But yeah, no, the point is that you never know what she's cooking, you feel me? Next thing you see on TV, she's there talk about how these kids did this, this, and that. And now she surpassed us all, dog. We go back to the high school reunion. We all now want a picture with Penelope.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's
no shame in that.
No, there's no, but back then, or let me, why am I speaking as if we're in the future already? Last year, no one wanted to be friends with Penelope. No one wanted to
have some friends.
She did.
Yeah. Uraka, what are you trying to say?
No, yeah. I'm not. I mean, the people that were, quote unquote, her friends, no shade to Penelope, obviously, didn't like her. They used to tell me to my face, she was too much. That's all. I'm going to leave it at that, dog. I'm going to leave it at that. But the point is that we slept on Penelope. You feel me? Because we never know what she's cooking. And we've been like, okay, not we, because we're not rude like that. But she's been bullied and stuff like that. You feel me?
But then, I mean, okay, if I do know what you talk about, I mean, I would say, because like the thing is, one thing I learned about what Penelope, that like I always used to ask people, what was the reason for you guys to hate on her? Like, because some, it went to a point where it was bad bullying. So I would ask a lot of people that I knew that would bully her, like, what is the reason of you guys doing what you're doing?
Mm.
And then they'll be like, no, why is this lady's rude? You must see the way she treats us. Whenever like some people are not around and stuff. So I guess that was their justification for being disrespectful to her. But at the same time, it's like two wrongs don't make a right, you know what I'm saying?
But
in high school, that gets thrown out the window, you know what I'm saying? People are different in high school. Sometimes people, they demons, baba. So I guess that gets thrown out the window in high school. But at the same time, it's like,
she had it rough.
Yeah, she did. It went down to a point where it's like, yo, I mean, I feel bad. I won't forget the story where you said, okay, never mind. Can't explain it.
Nah.
And it'll make it too obvious on who we talk about.
Yeah, nah. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah.
Penelope, if you're watching, we believe in you. We believe in
you. And she definitely has the connections, eh? Because knowing who her dad and her mom is, yeah, she definitely has the connections.
Yeah. But like, do you know the thing is with connections as well, it low-key could be a disadvantage. Because I won't lie to you, right? I low-key, just a little bit, fear connections a bit. Do you know why? Because, like, once again, there are people out there. For example, P. Diddy. This is my third time. But I'm low-key being so serious. Dog, I'm trying so hard to make it in this, like, if I was an artist, obviously, I'm trying so hard to make it in the music industry and stuff like this, right? And nothing is happening. Like, yes, my music is getting the attention and stuff, but I needed to expand and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden, I get a call. P. Diddy, hello, Ora. I've got a proposition for you. Meet me at McDonald's, for example. Let me take you out. My treat. That's how he moves. That's low-key how he moves. I already
told 50 Cent, let me take you shopping.
Yeah, let me tell you, like, that's...
What does that even mean, bro?
But anyways, the point is that I'm like, you know what? Before I know how... Like, this is if I didn't know how P. Diddy moved, right? And I'm desperate as hell. Let me go. Yeah, I'm excited. Ma, P. Diddy just called me. Do you know who P. Diddy is? P. Diddy is this big celebrity, yada, yada, yada. And he just called me and stuff. And he's going to help. You feel me? I'm gassed now. I go up to this meeting with P. Diddy. We link up. We talk. Then P. Diddy hits me. He hits me with a, how would you like to make an album with Drake, with Kanye. This is an example, by the way, guys. With Drake. No, wait, how would you like to meet? Sorry. With Drake, Kanye West, Metro Boomin, yada, yada, yada.
I mean, you can't turn that down.
Yeah, you can't. You know you can't. You'd be damned to, right? I'm guess I'd be like, yeah, of course I would, right? But you gotta do one thing for me. Sure thing. What is it? I need you to get dirty with me. And you're like, oh. And you know you don't, and you know your morals. Loki. And you know your morals won't let you do that. You know that God won't, God is not for that and stuff like that. But you know you want to so badly become an artist and stuff. And you end up doing that. You feel me? And it's like, was it worth being famous? Was it worth having the money you have after doing that to P. Diddy?
But then I think that's also, that happens a lot with female artists.
It also happens, yeah, exactly.
How, like, to become famous, you would have to get down dirty with either the producer, manager, or I guess the other artist that's helping you out. I think it's even a theory that when, do you know Aaliyah?
Yes, I know, yeah. Aaliyah. Yeah.
So it's a theory that, because I think she died at 21, I think, 21 or 22.
Mm.
But she died before 23 or 24. So the theory was her sudden death was because, I think this was before, it's either it was the early stages of Jay-Z's relationship with Beyonce.
Oh, yeah, or I know before that theory. Made, I know,
yeah,
the
how theory. Jay-Z, I think he asked her Aaliyah out or he wanted to, you know, get down dirty with her. She refused. And then now a few months, I don't know if a few months, days or weeks later, boof, dead. I think they say drug overdose or something like that. And maybe it's not drug related, but she did die though. And then it's like, how?
Exactly.
She was not that type of person just to die.
Just, yeah, no. There's a lot of conspiracy about Aaliyah's death, like how Jay-Z and Beyonce are heavily involved with her death. We never know what happened to her, but I personally believe they had something to do with it. But the other theory I heard was that Beyonce was low-key threatened by Aaliyah. As in, like, she was becoming, like more popular than Beyonce. People were jacking her more than Beyonce.
And she knew
to her music. And she wasn't, like, feeling that. She was like, nah, I can't have, competition. I gotta be on top, you feel me? Let me take Shoddy out. Quah, Aaliyah dead. That's one of the theories I heard as well, personally.
It's crazy. But when it comes to competition with artists, that's almost like, okay, in my opinion anyway, that's the best thing that could happen to you because it will force you to make good music, music that people would want to bump to. Like, for example, Drake, how he was beefing with Kendrick Lamar, like, there was a period of time where people didn't like his music because he didn't sound the same like it was once was, or at least the ones that the type of music he released when he started being popular. So now Drake comes into the picture, the beef. It forces him to now write fresh. We don't know if it's him or his ghostwriters. We don't know. But like competition is like almost, as an artist, it's one of the best things that can happen to you because it will force you to put out good music. Just me anyway.
It would. Yeah, nah, for sure. I'm with you right there. I just want to also talk about like the corporate side of things as well. Like how, like, oh, no, it's not females as well, dog. Like how they just have to like do dirty things with the boss.
And it's
not even like that particular kind of dirt as well. Like someone could just, like, it, whatever your morals are, right? Someone could just ask you, I need you in order for you to become famous and successful. Throw your morals and beliefs away. And then that's you're asking me to sell my soul to the devil. Yeah. Like,
at that point,
exactly. Like, once again, it doesn't have to be like necessarily sleeping with, it can be anything. Yeah. Like, if you feel like that will, like, throw your morals away,
yeah,
then I think that's selling your soul right there to the devil.
No, it is.
It low-key is, because it's like, you were raised to not do certain things, and now you're gonna throw all of that away just because you want the money, and it's not worth it for me personally.
It's not
worth it. Like, for me personally, right? I want to become an actor. For those of you who don't know, I want to become an actor and I'm working on it. But if I come across like an opportunity, right, where like I have to dehumanize myself, I won't take the gig because I know it's not worth it. I'd rather
and like, no disrespect to you, it will be a current occurrence that would definitely happen a lot, I would think. When it comes to like
the acting thing,
because I think when you start off, I don't think that would happen when you started off, but like once you get big or you're about to get big, yeah, that I feel like that might happen.
No, do you know how, you know what, it's not even in the acting industry. Let's just talk about the entertainment space for a while. Music, YouTube, Twitch, acting, whatever it is you do, comedy, right? Let's talk about this for a minute. So like, all those industries, for guaranteed, you will come across opportunities where like, I have to dehumanize myself just to get big, right? Mm. But I feel like the minute you become big, like as in like you're a household name, that's when things start coming into your favor. Like you now call the shot. But in order for you to call the shot, of course you have to start somewhere.
Mm.
How? Do things you don't want to do. And that is why I personally think you gotta build your own connections. That way, no one can tell you that, what's this thing, Aura or Wise or whoever out there, I need you to do this. Dehumanize yourself, and then I promise you, tomorrow you'll be big. No, because if you build your own connections, you feel me? You're grinding. Eventually, someone will come across your videos.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
They will. They'll be like, you know what? I like you. Then that's when they will ask you questions. For example, Aura, are you comfortable with this? They start making contracts based off you. Like what are your demands and stuff like that?
No, that's good.
Exactly. That's good, and that way no one can tell you, listen, it's in the contract. You have to do this. Mm. If it's in the contract, mize it, tear that, and you'll get another opportunity because you've made that connection.
But then I think it'd have to go down on how bad the person who's making the contract who wants you. Mm. So this is acting or music or anything?
Anything. Okay, anything. Yeah.
So whoever wants you to work with them or for them, if they don't allow you to fix up the contract that will benefit you, then they don't really want you. Like, if they really wanted you to work with them, then they'll be like, you know what? Fede will fix it up, make sure it's proper for you. Exactly. You know I'm saying?
That's
yeah.
why it's genuinely important. That's why it's genuinely important to create, like, your own connections as well. Instead of... once again, I genuinely believe you have to kind of rely on other people. But I feel like... It's more like risky that way, because once again you will come across people like P. Diddy, and those people are too big, and they'll inform other people you're trying to, what's this thing, like connect with, and you'll be like, "My's this guy, they'll talk, not just P, like anyone." If you feel me, and that's why, like, genuinely speaking, It's safer to create your own contract, because that way, if one big person or whoever it is doesn't like you, I promise you, someone else out there that's big, just as him, maybe even bigger than him, likes you, and you'll be golden, boy. They, if they genuinely like you, will fix the contract based off your morals or whatever, because they respect your hustle, they respect your grind. They have to. Otherwise, don't contact me. That kind, don't even, like, this deal is done. I'm not interested in that. You feel me? But I genuinely, like, wanna talk about those people who sell their souls. just to become rich and famous, dog. Like, for me personally, I get you don't want to be poor. You don't want to be in a corporate space, for example. You feel me? But it's not worth it.
Sometimes, okay, let me not say it's, yeah, well, it's not worth it. But then, you with some people's situation, it's hard.
No, dog.
Because, like, you poor. You know what I'm saying?
So, it means I have to go sleep around with other men just to be rich in life.
No, not, okay, not, okay.
That's what you're saying, guys.
No.
That's literally.
But then, if there's another form of selling your soul, if it's not.
Okay, let's put sleeping aside.
Yeah.
Okay. What happens if, for example, right? For example, you have to, like, you genuinely have to do, okay, wait, what is something you don't, like, condone? Like, what is something you would never do for money or fame? Like, once again, put sleeping aside, but what is something you would never do for money and fame?
That's okay. I think I want to say, I don't know if it's the same thing, but I want to say two things. I would say anything that goes against my religion, like okay. If it's like, no, you have to dress like, that's not to speak to other religions. Eh?
Yeah,
if it's like to dress like a Muslim or to act Jewish, stuff like that, when it's like, I'm a devoted Christian, like, yeah, I ain't trying to do that. Yeah, it's either that or second thing is, what is the second? I would say second thing, just be someone that I'm not. Eh? Like, if they want you to be someone that you just not, then that is selling your soul, essentially.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go based off that that belief, you like dressing up in other religions and cultures that you are not. Once again, no disrespect, because myself and wife, devoted Christians, and I also don't like that personally. I genuinely don't. But now, imagine someone comes up to you, wise, right? And I'm talking entertainment space, of course, comes up to you. Let's use acting because it's more realistic. And they're like, listen, there's a role, pays you big. You're going to get paid $1 million. You have to play a Jewish kid or a Muslim kid or whatever for the role. Sign the contract, deal is yours. $1 million into your account and everything. Are you signing that contract?
You're not. $1 million.
Doug, $1 million. You're broke as hell. Are you signing that contract?
Why can't it just be a Christian character?
Exactly. It's not. But it's another form of selling your soul. You feel me? This is the point I'm trying to make. It's the fact that even if you're broke, don't lose your morals just for money. I promise you, if you are serious about life, of course, because like, if you're not serious, I value you'll stay broke. Let's be honest. Value you'll stay broke. I'm saying it right now. You'll stay broke. But if you're serious about life and you keep grinding and so forth, I promise you, eventually, you will get a deal, a contract that is within your morals and your belief. Tola Guti, you'll get a contract that's even worth $2 million. And it's within your belief.
For not taking the $1 million, because you have to be like in a you have to act like you in another religion. Just for that, God is gonna be like, you know what? That's my boy right there. I'm gonna make sure that you get another deal. That's double than whatever that amount was.
Exactly. That's the point I'm trying to make. That's why I low-key fear connections just a bit. Because people are wicked out there. People you idolize and so forth. Boy, some of them can surprise you. How do I know that Kevin Hart is a good man? You feel me? Yes.
I mean, we've gotten social media. We've gotten hints and stuff through social
media. Yeah, like social media, could be good. But behind closed doors, he could be telling me, Ora, I need you to dress up like a girl or whatever and stuff like that. Wear a dress, for and stuff like that. And what if I don't want to wear, okay, I don't want to wear a dress personally, I'm good off that, but he wants me to wear a dress, he wants me to kiss a boy on the lips as well, I must take that just because it's Kevin Hart, dog.
No,
lose my morals and just so that I can become an actor. It's not worth it. It's not worth
and
it.
And you see that a lot, eh? Probably see that a lot.
You where, see that a lot.
Where actors just have to... Because, like, the one thing, like, that amazes me with actors nowadays is how they have to be in, like, a relationship. I don't think this one is losing your morals too much. Maybe a case could be made. How you have to be in a relationship for the movie. You have to kiss the your co-actor in the lips and stuff. That time, when the camera's off, you guys are normal, you know what I'm saying? You're not dating. Just go on with your day. Like, that's that amazes me how you guys can do that. Like, it's how?
It's life. Now, that one isn't really, like, demoralized. I wouldn't say it is. Not unless you are not, like, willing to play a gay role.
Mm.
And you have to kiss a boy or a girl. If girls are not willing to play what's his thing, a gay role, and you have to kiss the same gender, then for me, if you're not, then it's fine. But if you feel comfortable with that, then so be it. That for you is normal to you. But for me personally, it's not within my morals. You feel me? So I feel like do whatever that is within your morals. If your morals allow you to kiss other guys or other girls, so be it. So
that's
be
what
it.
You wanna do.
That's what you want to do and you feel like there's nothing wrong. But those who feel like it's not with it, then don't do it. Don't take that contract, because the minute you take the contract, you are low-key selling your soul to the devil. That's literally what it is. Once again, if you never had an issue with it, then fine. But if you are guilty about it and you know it's wrong, it's not a thing, then, and you take the contract still, selling the soul to the devil right there. Right there, man. But yeah, guys, that was our episode about talent and connections. I just feel like you gotta work hard in life, and I promise you, you will meet those right people in life and you'll be golden. You feel me? But yeah, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, like, comment, share, subscribe. Follow us on every social media. Dog, we still have 2 followers, girl, on TikTok.
Please, guys, follow. We'll fix it up a little bit because I can't lie. Me, I forgot to put the links here on the description
for TikTok. You've got to do that.
Yeah, I got to do that. I can't lie. But don't worry, we're fixing up.
But yeah, no, guys, like, comment, share, subscribe. Follow us. Follow our personal IGs as well. You feel me? And just support us. Appreciate you guys. See you next time. Peace.